Welcome to A Deeper Look in the Book. This program is brought to you by Bible Way Community Baptist Church in beautiful Irving, Texas, where our pastor is none other than Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert, Sr. This week, Pastor Wilbert will bring in a series of lessons out of the book of Song of Solomon. So get close to your radio and have a Bible ready as we take a deeper look in the book.
The Song of Solomon, chapter 5 and chapter 6. Let's go to the Lord in prayer as we begin our time this evening. Our Heavenly Father, we do thank you for who you are, the God who hears and you still answer prayers. Lord, we pray that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart would be acceptable in your sight. For you are our strength and you are our redeemer. And besides you, there is no other. So speak to our hearts tonight in a mighty way. And we'll be careful to praise you for it. For it's in Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. All right, tonight we will again look at the book of Song of Solomon, the Song of Solomon. Solomon was the third king of the children of Israel. He was the third king of the nation of Israel, and he wrote the book, for the most part, the book of Proverbs, and then he wrote the book of Ecclesiastes. And then he wrote the book of this Song of Solomon. The book of Proverbs was written primarily to who? Since we have already studied that. It was written primarily to young men. Amen. The sons. Every young man needs to read that book of Proverbs to help him to grow up and be a wise young man rather than being a foolish young man. It's a good book for all teenagers, whether they are boys or whether they are girls. I think every teenager needs to read that book of Proverbs. And how many of you know you can never graduate from a book of the Bible? So even though it may have been written primarily to young men before they leave home, regardless who you are, everything in the Bible is good for you. It's good for you. It may not be written directly to you, but it's good for you. Amen. Amen. Such as not everything in the Bible is written to you. Keep in mind, like take for instance the children of Israel, they had to kill animals, offerings and stuff like that. So you don't have to go out there and kill an animal for your sins today. When you sin, you don't have to go and get the pet dog and kill your dog for your sin. Amen. Amen. Your dog will start looking at you strange. He won't come to you no more. He say, I seen what you done to that cat, so I ain't coming. All right. But he wrote the book, King Solomon wrote the book of Proverb primarily to the young men. What about the book of the Ecclesiastes? The book of Ecclesiastes was written primarily to who? The book of Ecclesiastes, it was written primarily to anybody who was looking for happiness. And he told us where we can find happiness. We won't find it in things. We won't find it in people. We won't find it in places. We can only find it in the Lord. Amen. And now we come to the book of Song of Solomon, and it's a book that deals with relationship. It's a book that deals with relationship. I think that every single person needs to read this book of Song of Solomon. And I think that every married person needs to read this book of Song of Solomon so that you know how to treat your sugar plum. Amen. Amen. So you women, you can slide up under your nut tree. Amen. What's the name of that tree? The walnut tree. Amen. That we was learning about. Amen. Amen. Let's go on a little bit further. I know somebody's trying to put a joke with that. Let's go on a little bit further. Amen. That's the thing about modern technology. We can edit that tape back there. Amen. But we have found that they was in a romantic relationship and they ended up getting married. And so now we come to chapter 5. Solomon and his bride that had this elaborate wedding. And so now he's getting ready to come into his garden as he talks about it. Chapter 5, verse 1, he says, I have come into my garden, my sister, my bride. I have gathered my myrrh along with my balsam. I have eaten my honeycomb and my honey. I have drunk my wine and my milk. And so he have just enjoyed. This is a picture of love at its best. He said, I have enjoyed myself to the fullest. Amen. Amen. He has come into his garden. So they done had a good honeymoon. They done had a good honeymoon. And so the last part of that verse 5 says, eat, friends, drink, and inhibit deeply, O lover. And so they are having a good time just enjoying themselves. But when you come to verse number 2, you'll see the honeymoon is over. How do we know that the honeymoon is over? Look here what it says starting in verse number 2. She says, I was asleep, but my heart was awakened. A voice, my beloved, was knocking. Open to me, my sister, my darling, my dove, my perfect one. Boy, this guy know how to rap, don't he? He says, for my head is drenched with dew, my locks with the damp of the night. I have taken off my dress. How can I put it on again? Look at what she says. She said, I can't come to the door. I done went to bed already. I done took off my dress. How can I put it on again? I have washed my feet. How can I dirty them again? She's in those days, they didn't have carpet floors like we got here. They had dirt floors, and you wash your feet before you went to bed. And she said, I can't get up and get my feet dirty. And notice now, my beloved extended his hand through the opening, and my feelings were aroused for him. I arose to open to my beloved, and my hands dripped with myrrh, and my fingers with liquid myrrh. on the handle of the boat. I open to my beloved, but my beloved has turned away and has gone. So he done left. By the time she done got all up to come to the door, he gone. Now he done perfumed the door to let her know who was at the door. That was one of the ways back in Bible days when a guy would come by your house and he would knock at the door and you weren't there or something, he would perfume the door, put his cologne there. You know, if I would have went over to Sister Wilbert's house back in the day, I would have put the Aqua Velva all on the dough there. Yeah, I would have went all over the dough and stuff. Amen. And sprinkling it all down there at the dough. Floor of the dough. Aqua, to let her know who it was that came by. One too many folks wearing that Aqua Velva. Somebody say they weren't wearing it back then, they ain't wearing it now. That's all right. That's all right, you know. That's what makes me unique in her eyesight. Amen. You don't want to wear some everybody else is wearing. Ladies, that's why you are willing to spend a lot of money on expensive perfume, because you want to have a unique smell, a unique aroma. Amen. You don't want to have that five and dime aroma. Amen. That you're exactly right. That five and dime won't last long. Amen. Particularly on a hot day. On a hot summer day, that five and dime ain't gonna last long. Amen. You'll be singing that other song. Aren't you glad you used dial? Don't you wish everybody did? All right, let's go on a little bit further. So she gets up, but she gets up too late. Her honey bun done left. And notice, she says here in the middle of verse number 6, my heart went out to him as he spoke. I searched for him, but I did not find him. I called him, but he did not answer me. The watchmen who make the rounds in the city found me. They struck me and wounded me. The guardsmen of the wall took away my shawl from me. She got beat up by the police. Did you see? She was out there in the street, and she ended up getting beat up. They thought she was a burglar out there. Wow. Isn't that something? Look, the Bible says, so you know where she went? She went over to a friend girl's house. Verse 8, I join you, O daughters of Jerusalem. Who is that? Them the friend girls. She says, if you find my beloved, as to what you will tell him, for I am lovesick. So she went over to a friend girl's house. You know, them nosy girls. They know everything in the city. So she went over there and she asked them, you know, Where is my beloved at? You know, have y'all, what that it used to be a song back in my day. Have you seen him? Have you seen him? Oh, have you seen her? I was trying to apply it to her, y'all. She wasn't gonna be going around saying, have you seen, her? She was going to be saying, have you seen him? Oh, tell me, have you seen him? Oh, boop, boop, doop, 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 doop. Amen, amen, amen. Y'all know what I'm talking about. That was back in the day. Some of y'all young ones don't know what I'm talking about. Amen. Y'all have to listen to the... I know that I'm the shallots. I didn't want to say it, you know. Amen. Amen. We'll go on a little bit further. I don't want somebody to be going on YouTube pulling up the shallots so that they can. I want to hear that song, Pastor. Let me leave that alone. All right, but she went to the friend girls and said, "Hey, you know, have y'all seen him? I mean, help me find him because I'm lovesick." Well, why she didn't get up when he knocked at the door? Huh? She was almost, see that? But she done got beat up now. she done got beat up. Bless her heart. Look what the friend girls say in verse number 9. Look what the friend girls say in verse 9. What kind of beloved is your beloved? Oh, most beautiful among women. What kind of beloved is your beloved that thus you adored us? Why is this guy so special? You out here after midnight trying to find him. Well, I mean, this guy must be some guy. He done got you out of bed at midnight. You done got beat up by the police. And you're here looking for him. 2 o'clock in the morning, help me find him. They want to know, what kind of guy is this guy? Now, look at what she says. She tell him in verse number 10, my beloved is dazzling and ruddy, outstanding among 10,000. Woo, look at that. He's one of a kind. That's what she's saying. His head is like gold, pure gold. His locks are clustered up dates and black as a raven. His eyes are like doves besides screams of water, bathed in milk and repose in their setting. His cheeks are like the bed of balsam, banks of sweet scented herbs. His lips are like lilies dripping with liquid myrrh. His hands are rods of gold set with bells. His abdomen is carved ivory inlaid with saffron. His legs are pillars of alabaster set on pedestals of pure gold. Boy, isn't that, look how she described him. From the top of his head all the way down to the bottom of his feet. Isn't that something she just described? And my Lord, and she put him at the top of the pedestal, didn't she? Ain't that something? She really is in love with him. See, if you want to keep a man, you need to be able to rap to him like that. You need to be able to tell him somebody's hair. You know, your hair is wavy, baby. You know, your eyes. Oh, I'm going on, y'all. I'm on, y'all laughing and everything. Yeah, you know, your muscles are, you know, like steel. Your abdomen is like a six pack, you know, a 12 pack. You see what I'm saying? You got to be able to know how to rap to a man. A man like to hear good words too. Amen. Amen. You need to call him, you know, the sugar plum. A honey bomb. Juicy fruit. Hello, somebody. Amen. Let's go a little bit further. All right. But notice, from the top of his head to the bottom of his feet, she was able to say something good about him. But notice the daughters of Jerusalem, again, verse number 6. They ask, where has your beloved gone, O most beautiful among women? Where has your beloved turned that we may seek him with you? Now, what are they saying now? But they letting her know too that, I mean, you beautiful. You one of a kind too. What are they kind of insinuating here? This is the second time that they done said this. Because see, back over here in verse number 9, they said, what kind of beloved is your beloved? I mean, what kind of man is going to leave you? Oh, most beautiful among women. You're the most beautiful girl in town. You see, now in verse number, chapter 6, verse 1, where has your beloved gone, oh, most beautiful among women? Huh? You're the most beautiful among women. Where did this man go? What are they implying? What are they insinuating? If we don't find him, you can always go to somebody else, beautiful as you are. You can move on. Huh? Let's move on. They're reminding her of how beautiful she is. And so if we can't find him, it's going to be his loss. You see. Amen. But you got to keep your eyes on them girls like that. Hello, somebody. Because a lot of time, them very girls that's telling you to tell that man, no, go on, you know, scat cat. And you telling the man, scat cat, get out of here, cat, scat cat. The other girl over here saying, come here, kitty, 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 kitty. Come here, kitty, kitty, kitty. So you have to be careful. Amen. You have to keep your eyes on them girls of Jerusalem. Amen. In other words, them church girls, you got to keep your eyes on the church girls. Church girls have church fights over the same man in the church. Let me go on a little bit further here. Now notice, the wife, the daughters of Jerusalem talked to the wife, but now the wife, she's going to respond to him. She said, my beloved has gone down to the garden, to his garden, to the bed of his blossom, to pasture his flocks, in the garden and gather lilies. I am my beloved, and my beloved is mine. He who pastures his flocks among the lilies. He's going to come back to his garden. Sooner or later, he's going to come back to his garden. I ain't worried. He's going to come back to the garden. Amen. When you got something good in the garden, he's going to come back to the garden. let me go on a little bit further here. Y'all will catch it on the way home. Now he speaks. He says, You are as beautiful as Timzah, my darling, as lovely as Jerusalem, as awesome as the army with banners. He said, you're pretty just like all these flags flying. He says, turn your eyes away from me, for they have confused me. Your hair is like a flock of goats that have descended from Gilead. Your teeth are like a flock of ewe lambs, which have come up from their washing. In other words, you got pretty white teeth. He says, all of them
sent down the glory.
If you would like a copy of the message that you have just heard in its entirety, please call the church office at 972-257-3766. That's 972-257-3766. Or visit the church website at BibleWayIrving.org. That's BibleWayIrving.org. And come by and worship with us this Sunday morning at 11 o'clock at Bible Way Community Baptist Church. And tune in tomorrow as we take a look in the book.